Welcome to episode 335 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English-speaking podcast about theme parks in Asia, like Tokyo Disney Resort and others. You can find us basically everywhere under TDR Explorer and, of course, under TDRExplorer.com. And I'm one of your hosts, Trish. I am celebrating a spring graduation, as many parents here are doing at this time of year. And with spring graduation comes spring break, which is going to be exciting. You can follow me at Dream Sweets Love on Instagram and Threads and Inktastrophe under Blue Sky, although I don't use it that much. With me, as always, is the amazing and adorable Chris. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Chris. I am the one that is plastered all over YouTube, all over Instagram, all over TikTok. If you look up Tokyo Disney, I will probably show up in there somewhere. that's me. Well, first of all, congratulations to, I guess, your son graduating.
It's been a long high journey. Yes, we've been through the entire school system. Kindergarten, elementary school, junior high, and now high school, and now university.
When we started this podcast, he was just a baby. He was just a child. Baby.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's so wild.
Taking pictures with Duffy.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's insane. So
wild. It's just just wild to think about.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to him. That's a big accomplishment.
I will tell him. Thank you.
Yeah, that's fun. And yeah, it's turning into the busy season again. Mm-hmm. Or like even more busy at the parks because graduation's happening and everyone's off. All the students.
They're all celebrating. Where are they gonna go? They're like, woo, we did it.
They're gonna go to Disneyland, They're gonna go to Disney Sea, they're gonna go to Universal. It's going to start getting busy. I saw some videos on TikTok and people were showing the lines to get into the park on a Tuesday. And
we were just talking busy. About that.
Yeah, it's so busy.
Early morning lines on social media.
Yep, we did. Yeah, the last one. But I guess like this is the case where it's like, yeah, like this is when the lines are pretty long because it is pretty busy.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I guess if you haven't listened to our last episode, make sure you go and listen to that. We talk about misconceptions at Tokyo Disney and give a little more context on a lot of this stuff.
But going to the resort, you gotta bring something back home, right?
Yes. So yeah, before we start talking about our topic today, I just want to remind everyone about our guidebook for Tokyo Disney. The new one is out. The 2025-2026 edition is out. It's up on the website at trexplorer.com/books. It's currently on a special price until March 15th. So if you haven't picked it up yet, make sure you go and do that. And you can get a special bundle that also has our illustrated food guide, which has fun little illustrations of all these, I think it was like 35 plus hand-picked snacks that you have to try when you're at Tokyo Disney. Like these are all snacks I have tried personally and can vouch for. So yeah, go and check it out. trexplorer.com/books. It's also in the show notes as well. But yeah, speaking of food, our topic today is about omiyage.
Yeah.
And this was a suggestion.
Thank you again. I just want to say because we rarely get suggestions. So thank you again
please
for the
keep
suggestion.
Them coming.
Yeah,
just
please
keep
send
them coming.
Suggestions. We get
just
really
put them
excited.
Out there. Actually. Yeah. It helps us because we've been doing this for a while. So sometimes we don't know, should we talk about this again? You know, like sometimes it's tough for us to kind of come up with ideas sometimes. So yeah, any suggestions is more than welcome.
And, you know, we want to talk about what you want us to talk about, you know, so we want it to be something that you enjoy as listeners. So, yeah, let us know what you're interested in, you know?
Yeah. And if you're on Patreon, too, like you can go and do that there because we'll definitely see it for sure if you go and do that. So, omiyage. What is there to say about omiyage?
There's so much. I feel like it can get very complicated, you know, depending on who you're shopping for and like where you're going, like what to bring back. And there's so many options. And so I guess first we should talk about what omiyage is and the difference between omiyage and temiyage. So what is omiyage, Chris?
So omiyage, and this is kind of like a textbook definition of it. It's a Japanese custom of gift giving, and it's an important part of Japanese culture, mm-hmm. where you bring souvenirs and presents back from a trip that you have gone on. And it's usually you bring something back for your family, your friends, classmates, coworkers, things of that nature. And it's kind of, I don't want to say it's, is it kind of an unwritten rule? Would you classify it as an unwritten rule?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because especially like, with like work. But although I feel like omiyage at work, is it getting less or not? I feel like it kind of is one of those things that's becoming like less focused on.
I haven't worked in a traditional office for a while, so I don't know anymore.
I have to ask around because I'm kind of curious about that. Because I feel things like that might be changing. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, typically you'll buy something to bring back as a souvenir. But like omiyage loosely translates into souvenir in English, but it's not the same as what we, like from the West, think of as a souvenir. Because
right.
when we think souvenir, we're bringing back something for someone. It's usually like a keychain or a t-shirt or a hat or something like that, right?
But although it can be, though, because omiyage used to be, like in the olden days, right, before preserved foods and fast travel used to be kind of like hand goods, like fans or I don't know, like fabrics and things like that, like obi and things like that, right?
Yeah. So, like, it can be that stuff, but often than not, it's more food-based, like snacks.
Yeah, because it gets expensive if you're bringing back for every like large groups of people, like keychains and stuff, right? So it's not really like you might bring back for like a good friend. Like, let's say you go to USJ, you might bring back like for your office, like a box of snacks, and then like a good friend, like let's say you went for like a specific event, and they're also like a big fan, you might bring them like a keychain or something like that, right?
Yeah.
If they're a good friend of yours, but like it really depends, and it really depends on your relationship, and you know, like
it gets very.
How many people you're giving it to, right?
Yeah, yeah, so it gets nuanced, yeah.
It does. And then there's temiyage, which is when you bring something from your hometown to a place that you're going. So like let's say you're coming from like your home country, wherever that is, and you're going to visit Japan, and you're bringing something from your home country, that would be temiyage because you're bringing it from where you live to give to people where you're going.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. omiyage gets a little complicated. Yeah.
But
I guess like to simplify it, it's usually food, some sort of and snack food.
Yeah. And it's not for you. It's for somebody else.
Exactly. And if you travel around Japan, if you go to like pretty much anywhere, but like especially train stations, you will see these places where they're selling cookies and little chocolates and biscuits and all these things. That is omiyage because they come in nice packaging and stuff. Like it's a whole business is what it is. Like,
oh, yeah, it's massive.
So much. And some of it gets very popular. Like a popular one for Tokyo is Tokyo Banana. Like those little cakes shaped like bananas.
Yes. And then there's like, now they have like gacha, like capsule toys based on the Tokyo Banana little mini cakes, you know?
Yeah.
They'll do collaborations with like famous characters. So, they have like limited things and that gets kind of wild. So like sometimes like during a big holiday, like Golden Week or something, they'll have like a special version or special collaboration. And then like, all the tourists will flock there, you know?
Yeah, like at Tokyo Station, there's a couple Disney-themed ones and they rotate often. It's and it's on the way to the Keio line, which makes sense, right? So yeah, there's like, there's so much stuff. Like there's Pokemon, there's Disney, there's, you know, all these different collaborations. And then like, yeah, there's just so much to choose from. There's a lot.
And then, like, it's kind of cool because you'll get, like, different destinations making a riff off of, like, the famous omiyage. Like, Tokyo Disney Resort had, of course, like, their own version of, like, the Tokyo banana, which was kind of interesting. It was really, really popular, right?
Oh, yeah. That was a collaboration with the actual Tokyo banana.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. Because if not, it would be illegal.
Yeah.
No, of course. But it was sold only at the parks, right?
Yeah, I remember that. That was good.
Yeah. So you get some really interesting things happening, you know?
Yeah. So I guess really quickly, like, why is this so important in Japanese culture? It's important because it represents a way to share your experiences and show appreciation to others. And it's a gesture of thoughtfulness and consideration for family, friends, colleagues, etc. Bringing back omiyage, it signifies that you were thinking of them while you were away. So you're kind of expected to do it.
And also, like, in the workplace, it used to be kind of like an apology. Like, oh, I'm sorry I went on vacation and took time off of my precious, precious job and coworkers.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like a pretty important social obligation as well. Not just like a thank you, but like an apology almost.
And that's why, like, when you buy omiyage, everything's, like, individually wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's meant to be, like, if it comes in a package, like, let's just say, like, classmates, for an example, right? You take it to your class, and you set it out. And it's usually put on a table somewhere, and then everyone can take, like, one, right?
Yeah.
That's why they're individually packaged. I mean, we can go on about plastic and all that kind of stuff, but we won't go down that
route. I was about to say, I wonder if that the type of separation in the packaging will change in the future.
Yeah, because there's
so
a lot
much
of packaging.
Plastic there is involved.
Yeah. When every little thing is individually wrapped. Like, sometimes, I'll be honest, I buy some of the omiyage for myself, which we'll talk about. because I have my
favorites.
There's
nothing wrong with that, because some of it's really cool.
Some of it's good, too.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, how do the parks cater to this? So specifically, like, Tokyo Disney, Universal Studios Japan, pretty much any theme park in Japan will have omiyage. And for Tokyo Disney in particular, they have stores that are just full of omiyage and nothing else. So if you visited before and you went into one of these shops and were confused, like, why is this all, like, packaged snack food? I don't get it. It's omiyage. That's what it's for. And they're busy. Those shops are busy,
especially
all the
at
time.
Night.
Yeah. And, like, people are buying, like, people are leaving, you know, to go home
or
whatever.
You gotta grab it before you go home.
Grab it. You gotta get it. Like, it's that social obligation
which
to consume.
Is, you know, I complain about the app a lot, but one of the things I really appreciate about it is that you could order the omiyage and have it sent straight to your house after a day at the park, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, so if you live in Japan, that's a really good way so you don't have to, like, carry stuff home.
Yeah, you don't want to lug that on the bullet train or on the airplane or wherever you're going back to, you know?
Like, what you could do is, like, go into the shop and be like, decide what you want. Like, oh, I want that. Because, you know, it's kind of nice seeing the item up close and actually looking at it and then deciding, okay, I'm going to add it to the cart, and then order it and then have it shipped, from the app, which is, that's a good way to do it. Disneyland has the one. Was it called confectionery? Is that what it's called?
I think so. The confectionery.
Yeah, confectionery
or something.
And then the other one is at DisneySea. It's probably the Italian word for confectionery.
I used to go so many times. I don't remember anymore.
I don't remember either.
But it's always at the entrance to the park. Yeah. There'll be, like, one big store dedicated to sweets to bring, not just sweets, senbei and things like that to bring back home, like cookies and like all that kind of stuff.
And the best thing about these is, there's a wide variety of omiyage. So they have ones that are, like, in plastic packaging or paper packaging, like paper bags and stuff like that. Or they have ones in, like, tins.
Yeah.
So tins that you get to keep, which is also kind of nice. And some of these tins are really nice.
And they last forever, because who hasn't been to a doctor's office in Japan and not seen a Disney tin or a tin from Universal or something holding some pens. You
know? Yep.
So yeah, they'll hang around. You'll encounter some retro tins if you go around different businesses and stuff, because people bring it back to their coworkers and it stays in the office, you know.
It's true, they do. I don't collect the tins anymore. I used to, but then it got to a point where it's like, I don't know what to do with these.
Impossible. Yeah.
Yeah. So I stopped. So I have some really fun ones, like from the 30th anniversary.
Mm.
Like I have little tins that have like the designs of Mickey in his outfits from like the major anniversaries leading up to the 30th.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, it was tea bags were in it.
Oh, I think the last one I got was the Halloween one because I kind of like the design.
Oh, yeah.
I can put like stationery and stuff in it. And my oldest one is probably Rhythms of the World, which I will never part with.
Oh, man, that's a relic.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, like I like using the tins for like, like putting little knickknack type of things. I do journaling and stuff. So I have like little stickers and whatnot. So whenever I get stickers, I just throw them into a tin. And then whenever I need them, I just kind of like rifle through my little tin of stickers.
Yes. And washi tape and things like that, right?
Yeah. It's a good way to kind of organize some of that stuff, I think.
For sure.
Which is nice. And then there's, a lot of the stuff is kind of in disposable packaging. So there's a lot of like cardboard type of things. But then some of them come in like really cute, like shapes, a lot of different shapes.
Yeah.
So there's like Halloween, there'll be one that's maybe shaped as a pumpkin, and then Christmas there's one shaped as a snowman. And there's just so much, right? Mm-hmm. And for the type of omiyage, oh my goodness, I guess probably the most popular or some of the most popular is chocolate crunch. That's a popular one. Oh
my gosh. Yes.
It's 100%. Good though.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with chocolate.
You can't go wrong with chocolate crunch. Yeah, it's like chocolate with like basically Rice Krispies in it, I guess.
Yeah.
Is essentially what it is.
And I like the seasonal stuff, like around New Year's, like how like at the parks you'll have like kind of like Japanese style, like or Japanese like confection flavors and things like that, like Kinako and things like that are really good.
Yeah, I love that when unique. They, yeah. Cognac? No, they don't have cognac. There's a jelly. It's usually during New Year's, I think. There's like a jelly. Mm-hmm. Like it's a little bar that's a jelly. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, it's, hold on. What is it called? No, my husband loves this. It's a...
Me too. I think it's a red bean paste jelly. I think is what it is. I cannot
for the life of me remember what the name is, but...
Yeah.
If you know what it is, you know what
it is. Yeah. It's a jelly.
What is it called? It's a gelatin. It's, yeah...
It's pretty good. Yeah.
It's going to drive me crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I like when they do the soups, the little miso soups and stuff, because they'll usually have like the little like furikake stuff inside of it. That's like the little, I don't even know what they are half the time, but you know, they'll be in shape of Mickey and stuff, which I always think is really cute.
Yeah. Like at the parks, I'm trying to think which, I like when they do something kind of like, a little bit like out of the ordinary, like something kind of like really interesting. I remember like back in the day when they had like furikake and everybody's like, oh, they have furikake, which is like a rice topping that, you know, kids like to put on the rice. And like when it was new, everybody's like, oh, this is great. And it's really affordable. And then the other thing that I remember around, I think it was around the same time, was when they first introduced the Mickey hand-shaved rice scooper. And it's not a food, but I remember it was massively popular and like everybody wanted it like as a souvenir.
I love when they have those little things.
I think it's really fun. They do some really interesting things because they're kind of like they kind of like have a disadvantage, but like in terms of like ideas, they're kind of like at a disadvantage because a lot of places omiyage will be very, very regional. And when you go to a theme park, it's not about region, it's about the parks, right? So you have to kind of like play around with those ideas, right?
Yeah. So like a good example that comes up is they have I don't know if they have it anymore, but they would have like the instant curry that tastes like the curry from the two restaurants, from the Casbah Food Court and from the Hungry Bear.
Yeah.
So they sold that to take home, which I thought was kind of fun.
That's always fun. I like that.
Yeah. Like stuff like that, I think is fun. When it's like, oh, I can kind of take the food home. The park a little bit.
100%.
Well, I guess like the frozen food stuff, I don't think you would call that omiyage per se. You kind of buy that for yourself.
Like and I think that kind of came out of the pandemic where we couldn't go to the parks as much. So you wanted to like have a connection to the park so you could kind of order that. I think that was a really cool idea.
I wouldn't classify that as omiyage because it's quite expensive. Like omiyage is supposed to be a little bit more affordable.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, the green and mochi thing is like 4,500 yen or something for a
ball. Gosh.
and it like it has to be shipped frozen and another one that I really liked is the chips. Well, I guess we can kind of go into ones that we like, the type of omiyage we like. I think they still have it. So they started doing chips, like potato chips, and the flavor is the bone-in sausage flavor.
Oh my gosh.
From the bone-in sausage inside the park. And it tastes pretty close to it, which is scary. I do like that, but I do love potato chips as well. Marshmallows is one of my go-tos.
My son used to love those as like a snack.
I need to eat them before they go
They're
bad,
really good. But... Like, I know like some people are like, they don't like marshmallows, but these are really, really good.
They're small, they're fluffy, they're soft, and they have, there's something in the middle.
Yeah.
Like it's usually like chocolate or strawberry, or I think the ones I got during Halloween, one was, Mont Blanc, I think.
Oh, yummy.
Which I'm not the biggest fan of because you know me and Mont Blanc. I know
you have a very contentious relationship.
But I bought them anyway because I love the marshmallows.
Oh.
And another favorite of mine recently is it's from Fantasy Springs. It's in the Peter Pan packaging. Mm-hmm. And it's popcorn and basically cheesies together.
Oh, cool.
Like butter popcorn and cheesies, which is like a weird combination, but it's nice.
It's a good umami snack to bring back to somebody who likes to drink.
Oh, yeah. A nice salty snack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good. And another one that another go-to of mine is, I don't know if we have an equivalent anywhere else, but they're like these little cheese filled corn snacks, and they're really good.
Yeah.
And I think the last one I had was like cheese, like barbecue cheese or something. I can't remember. I ate them all, so I can't look at the packaging, but I love those as well. Like I love like cheese snacks of any kind. Like I love them. Like that's like my kryptonite basically.
Oh my gosh.
They're just so good. And those ones are usually the like on the lower end in terms of pricing.
Yeah,
like
they're usually
like hovering around 500 yen, which to me, like, hey, that's pretty good for a snack.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but yeah, there's a whole bunch of other, like there's lollipops, there's soups, there's teas, there's chocolates, there's... Oh my goodness, I can't even think of them all. There's just so many.
Yeah, you can like go to the website and like get an idea, for sure. Just
peruse it all. Well, and like the best thing about the omiyage is they'll always have a display that shows you exactly what's inside everything.
Yeah, if you really need to see it like in person, they do have that. Like I feel like the website does a pretty good job of showing you the packaging and everything though.
Yeah. I guess like the corn snacks or the senbei, like the variety of senbei that's very popular. So like the rice snacks.
Yeah.
A lot of people get those.
I loved when they did the umai bowl, like their version of umai bowl. I thought that was really cool. Oh. And it's a really good souvenir to bring to people, I think. Mm.
What are some of your favorite types of omiyage to get from the parks?
So like usually, of course, I don't buy omiyage from here because, you know, we live here. So yeah. Like when I'm traveling, I love to find like something regional and like really interesting and that maybe we can't get at home or that's really, really famous in the region. And maybe like interesting, could be like interesting packaging, or it could be like something that the receiver would really like. So like we went to the Mount Fuji area, like to go glamping, I think last year or so. And so we brought back to like our family members, they had like this, how do you say this, curry that was like, it was blue, and they had like the rice shaper so you could shape it like Mount Fuji. So we brought like those little rice shapers together with the Mount Fuji curry. And then for like our son, he didn't come with us. So we got him like this, there was like this anime that he liked, and they had like a really, it was like a really weird flavor, and it was like a bright pink curry. So we brought him that along with a little rice shaper for him too. And like I like to, like we went one place to this place with like it was known for its steam engine, and they had like all this like black food, like to represent like the, I guess like the coal or something. And I liked the like the aesthetic of like what the little coal cakes looked like. I thought that was really cool. So like it really depends on like where you're going and like what you're going to see, because like when we went to like Oita for like Attack on Titan Shingeki, we brought back like some Shingeki related stuff, like both for ourselves but also to give away as souvenirs, as well as like some local regional food souvenirs like yuzu kosho and things like that. So like we try to get a little bit of like kind of like the more like touristy stuff mixed with like local foods that you are, that's well known in the region.
I guess like one of my favorite like omiyage I ever bought was when I went to Tottori, which is
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I can't.
My Siri went off. My watch went off. Up in Tottori, and Tottori is the least populated prefecture in Japan.
Yeah.
And that's also where they did, I don't know if you remember this, back in 2015, I think it was 2015, they did when Star Wars, the new episode 7, I think it was coming out. They did the ad campaign with R2-D2 and C-3PO in the dunes.
Oh my gosh! Because
Tottori is obviously famous for, well, not obviously, if you don't know, Tottori is famous for its sand dunes, and it looks like a desert right up against the ocean. It's very unique. Perfect.
Yeah.
So I just remember them doing a ad campaign with that. So I've always wanted to go, because I just thought it'd be kind of cool to see these sand dunes. So I went up to Tottori, which is not exactly the easiest to get to. Like I took a very regional train. Like it had switchbacks to go.
That's
up.
Awesome.
Like I went all the way to, I think it was, where's Himeji Castle? What's that city? Himeji? I think it's just Himeji. Yeah. Which is like west of Osaka, past Kobe, kind of on the way to Hiroshima. Mm-hmm. And, I had to switch there and then go up like on a regional train up to Tottori. And I just went for the day. And Tottori, it's regional Pokemon, because so every prefecture has an assigned Pokemon that kind of represents the prefecture. And theirs is Sandshrew. And if you're a Pokemon fan, kind of makes sense why. Because Sandshrew is in the sand, and Tottori's famous for its sand dunes, so it just kind of made sense. And when I went, the time I went, they had like a pop-up Pokemon center in their train station, the one train station they had in the city. It was a very different experience, by the way, because it's so low, like, would you call it Inaka, even though it's up against the ocean? I don't know what you would say.
I would say it's countryside.
Yeah. they didn't have automated ticket gates. They had someone there to check your ticket to get out.
There's no automated ticket gates. It's absolutely the countryside.
Yeah. but the one train station I was at, the train station, they had a pop-up Pokemon center. Mm-hmm. And I went and checked it out. It was pretty cute. And then there was a shop in the train station that was selling Totori Omiyage. And I was going through it and they had a whole bunch of sand shrew, locally made omiyage that was themed to sand shrew.
Oh my God.
That you could only buy there.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is the coolest thing. Mm-hmm. you can't get this anywhere else. So I ended up buying myself a picture frame of sand shrew. Oh, a picture holder. Mm-hmm. And it was made from the sand from the dunes.
Oh my gosh.
Which I think is so cool. I still have it. It's so cute.
Yeah.
And then I bought these cookies that were these little round cookies, sugar cookies that were themed to the Alohan version of Sandshrew. And for those that don't know, the Alohan version of Sandshrew is white. So the cookies were white, in a white powder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought those to give to friends and stuff back home. So I just thought that was so cool.
It's always really fun, for sure.
Being able to do that, yeah. Where there's nowhere else to get that. You're not going to get that anywhere else. And I think it's just so unique to get that kind of stuff. And I'm trying to think for the parks in terms of what other unique things they've done for their omiyage.
I feel like omiyage doesn't go too far from,
No. It's usually in the packaging. It's usually the packaging.
Yeah, it's the packaging. Right? There's
always something stuff. For every event or every new attraction that opens, there's always some sort of omiyage, usually a tin of some sort to kind of commemorate that. So if you want something unique, kind of look for those kind of things, because you're not going to really find them anywhere else, really. Universal does the same thing.
Yeah.
They have a lot of, there's a lot of Jaws stuff. I think you can buy fish sticks or something. Or it's not Jaws. It's from Super Nintendo World. It's dried Ika, dried squid.
Yeah.
You can buy, and it's black because it's dyed with squid ink.
Oh my gosh. So cute. I feel like that would be really popular. Yeah.
And it comes in the packaging that looks like the blooper, the little squid.
Which I feel like that would be a really popular one to bring back. Yeah.
And then for Donkey Kong Country, they have a tin that is in the shape of the coin that you collect in the game and has chocolates in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have banana chips and stuff like that. So, there's some thought put into some of these things.
Oh, for sure.
Which I think is fun. I usually I will buy omiyage stuff to take home to my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Over time, I've kind of learned what they like.
Yeah.
Because there's some stuff I'm like, oh, this is kind of fun. I think they'd like it. And then it turns out one person in the family would try and they're like, oh, it's not really for me. I'm like, oh, okay.
I feel to bring overseas, things that people are really a little bit more familiar with, I feel like Kit Kats are always super popular, because it's already a well-known candy and it's in a different flavor.
Yeah, something with chocolates or something like that, right? Chocolates are pretty universal.
I feel like the candy that you make, that the kids mix, are always really popular with kids.
Mm.
You know,
once you start getting into the sembei, the rice crackers and stuff, it's kind of hit or miss for people from the West, because it's some of it is fish flavor, usually shrimp, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not everyone likes that. I particularly don't, but I do I do love senbei.
I love senbei.
What is the one popular brand? Soft Salad? Is that what it's called?
What? What?
There's a brand of senbei, the round rice crackers.
Oh, is it the one that's kind of oval shaped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it for kids?
It's for kids. Yeah.
Yeah. And
It tastes really good.
It tastes really good, but it's called soft salad, which is like the weirdest freaking name. Like, what?
I know I've snatched some from my child back in the day.
Yeah.
It's really yummy.
It's a nice alternative when I want something other than potato chips, because you probably shouldn't have a ton of potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'm just craving like that salty, crunchy feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And like with Senbei, I like to think they're not as bad as chips. Like, I'm not going to sit and eat a whole bag of Senbei, you know?
I feel like Senbei is so filling that, yeah, it's, I feel like chips, like, it's easy to like
eat the whole bag.
Keep eating. And with Senbei, you kind of get kind of full for whatever reason.
I guess because it's rice.
Maybe.
I guess. I'm not sure.
What about when you're coming the other way, when you're coming from like another country, like from Canada and coming back to Japan? What do you bring back as omiyage?
So I usually bring things that you can only find in Canada. Mm-hmm. So I try, like, I guess I've become a little too Japanese when it comes to this. I try to find things that are kind of wrapped or individually wrapped. Yeah,
and it can be kind of difficult to find.
Yeah, because we don't really do that too much over there.
Yeah.
Because, like, potato chips, like, we have unique flavors of potato chips in Canada, but, like, it's kind of tough to...
They can get, like, I feel like they're going to get squashed, you know?
Yeah. Like, I do like bringing, like, ketchup chips over, which are delicious. And all dressed chips, those ones confuse a lot of people, but they are delicious. Have you ever had all dressed chips?
I have not. What is it?
Okay, so next time I'm in Canada, I'll bring you a bag back.
Okay.
It's like a tangy barbecue ketchup-y spicy potato chip.
Sounds good.
And vinegar, and it's vinegary.
I love vinegar. Okay. Yeah,
it's really good. It's like it's a Canadian staple. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones I like to bring are hickory sticks.
Yeah.
So they're little flat potato sticks that are very salty. Another one is coffee crisp. Mm-hmm. It's a chocolate bar, and it kind of has like a faint coffee flavor, and it's kind of a light chocolate bar.
Oh, cool.
Which is quite nice. And my personal favorite is Cheezies. So they're kind of like Cheetos, but mm-hmm. they're different. They're harder.
And okay.
The cheese is more like kind of a real cheese flavor, not a fake cheese flavor.
Yeah, I know.
yeah. So like those are some of the things I like to bring when I'm like bringing stuff for Japanese friends and whatnot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. What about you?
I try to match like what Japanese people bring me when they come from overseas. So North America, like chocolate bar is not so good unless it's like a fancy chocolate bar, because like our chocolate is not that good in America. But like Hawaii, they'll be like kind of like certain what is it, like bean to bar, like chocolate makers and stuff, and those like tend to be better. Or like you said, like regional stuff. I'm trying to think. Last time we haven't been back in a while. I think last time we went to Florida, we brought back like saltwater taffy, because you could like split it up because it's like individually wrapped, some of them. What else did we bring? Like weird flavor American snacks. You know, because like they have like a bunch of really crazy flavors. And when we went to Spain, like I feel like we and Switzerland, we went to like the supermarkets to look at what they had there, and we brought back like small things like from the supermarket. Like in Spain, they had like little mini version like the olive oils, you know, like things like that. And what is it, like they had like little mini like foods, and we would bring back some of those. Or like when we went to like a place, like this monk place, they had like little mini liqueur bottles, and we brought some of that back. And so like you said, like something that's from the country that you can't really get here, or it's hard to get. Oh, and you know what else? Like Trader Joe bags, like Echo bags, like from overseas are really popular. So like that's always a good souvenir, even though like it might sound kind of strange. Like it's really, really popular. You know,
that's true.
Yeah,
I guess anything Tim Hortons on Canada, but I don't
That would be great. Yeah. Like cute logos. Like when we went to, there's like a Malasada place in Hawaii and they, everything, I think it was called Leonard's, and everything like was, the logo was so cute. So like a we bought a bunch of stuff from there to bring back.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I love that. It's gift giving is pretty universal, right? No, it's always fun. Like I, for my family back home, my brother, my youngest brother, he loves the, you know what? I don't know what it's called, but I know what the packaging is. Like the, you know, the little potato sticks that you can buy pretty much everywhere here.
Oh, Jagorico?
Like, yeah, those. Like, you know, it comes in like the little cup. You pop the top off and it's like the like little sticks of potato chip, like stick potato chips. He loves the butter ones, like the butter.
It's so good.
It's they're so good. I kind of want some.
You know really what I would recommend too? Like, so that's really good. And they have so many different flavors and they have regional flavors too. And like Black Thunder, the cheap chocolate bar.
Yes, those are so good. Those I love when so they good. Do collaborations. I love when they do collaborations at like McDonald's. McDonald's has done like McFlurries with Black Thunder. And I live for that. It's so good. Yeah, Black Thunder is so good.
It is. It really is. So, and it's like really inexpensive and they have so many different flavors and it's really fun.
Oh, I love that. Oh. My mom loves the same type of potato chip, but it's salad flavored. Like the salad flavored ones. Like it really comes good. Comes in the green packaging. Yeah.
Yes.
So like, I guess like if you're unsure of what Japanese omiyage to get for people, anything with potatoes is probably gonna be a winner.
That's true.
Yeah, like anything with potatoes, I think.
Yeah.
Or like potatoes or chocolate, I think is probably like the safe bet for if you want to appease to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably that. You probably don't want to do like the rice treats or the rice cakes or rice snacks or anything. That might be hit or miss for people. But yeah, chocolates and anything with chips, I think. It's probably like
I feel like bet. Chocolate, you have to go more like either indie or more like niche chocolate because like things like Milka, for example, is like really readily available here. So you have to be a little bit like a little bit more careful with some of the chocolates or like a flavor that's more like unique to your country. Like, so for example, what's it called? The German chocolate that's like square.
Oh, no idea.
Like, it's really readily available here, but like there were some flavors when we were in Germany that they did not have here. Mm. So like I would check what flavors are available in Japan, like depending on what country you're in, and see if there's something like that's more local or like that's like a limited flavor in your country and bring that over.
Yeah. Chocolate crunch is always a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Anything chocolate crunch. I remember... So like going back to Kit Kats, like people love Kit Kats. Like they're easy to find. Just go to pretty much any grocery store or go to Don Quixote or wherever. There's going to be Kit Kat flavors. Mm-hmm. Like they even have them at the freaking airport.
Yeah. The airport will have all the flavors. Like if you don't want to pick it up, they know what the tourists want.
The weirdest Kit Kat flavor I ever tried was the throat lozenge flavored Kit Kat, and that was an official flavor that they sold for a while. It was a weird experience. Like it was white chocolate, but you know when you have like a throat lozenge and has like that vapor feeling in your throat and like clears your sinuses. That's what was happening with it. It was so weird.
What?
It was the weirdest. This was probably 2016, 2017. I don't think they've done it since. But like it was the weirdest thing. Weird. That's not really omiyage, it's more of a snack, but probably my absolute favorite like collab snack, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, these snacks can double as an omiyage, like whatever. No one's gonna care. You know, like, especially
really, any snack can be omiyage as long as you can give it to people.
Yeah. And like if you're taking it back home, no one's going to know the difference anyway.
Well, then it becomes temiyage, so it really doesn't matter. Yeah.
My favorite is when they do the collab, when KFC does a collaboration with, I can't remember which chip company it is, but they do a collaboration with the chip, with the potato chip, mm-hmm. and it tastes like the chicken skin from KFC, and it is so good. It tastes exactly like it.
Oh.
I think they did it last year. Like it's always a limited thing. It's never just always available. It's gone now. So I don't know mm-hmm. if they'll bring it. They bring it back every few years, it seems. But they do have I think every major convenience store has like their own version of it. So like you can get the 7-Eleven, you can get their fried chicken flavored potato chips. I think Family Mart might do it too in Lawson. But I definitely know the 7-Eleven does.
That's so funny. Oh, this so is good. Kind of like omiyage adjacent.
Mm.
So have you seen lately in the supermarket? You know Co-Trip, right?
Yes.
Like Co-Trip is like the famous like travel book that's super, super cute.
Yeah.
And lately they've been doing like a lot of collaborative goods like what, like washi tape and like little notebooks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, at the supermarket the other day, they had Co-Trip like little soft, I don't know how to say, like confections, soft cookies, sandwiches with like cream filling based on regional cafe sweets.
Oh.
And it would say where it's from and it would show the picture of the sweet that they were taking the flavors from. And they kind of like put it into like the biscuit, like what they tried to like bring you the flavor of that cafe to you in your area, which I thought was really, really cute and so clever.
That's really interesting. I like that.
Yeah, I did too. I thought that was really brilliant.
I love it when they do those things.
I do too.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. So if you want to do something, if you want to bring something back unique for, you know, family, friends, coworkers back home, get them some omiyage and take the Japanese tradition back home with you.
Yeah, do that.
It's always fun. It's fun. And it's inexpensive compared to everything else. You can get, like, you can, like, if you had a, like, I guess if you're a teacher, you know, you want to bring back something for your class.
Yes.
You can, like, you can spend, like, not even $10 and have something cool for your kids.
Yeah, and like what a lot of people do, like too, is like if you go to like Seria, you can get like a bunch of like little zip pouches, and you can put various omiyage, do like a little omiyage sampler, and hand them out to people. Like that's something I see people do here. Like they'll be like, oh, like they'll be like, oh no, like a few like Universal Studios candies mixed with another omiyage, and like they just give it to you, and they split it that way. That's what I've seen as well.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I didn't even think of that. That's fun. Yeah. Like go to Seria or Daiso or Three Coins.
Yeah, Three get Coins, like a cute little zip, like, pouch.
They will have, like, you can buy, you know, packs of 20. Mm-hmm. And like I do know Seria and Daiso will have Disney ones.
100%. For sure. Yeah.
And like and other ones, like there's Sanrio characters and like whatever you can think of, they probably have it. So yeah, you can like mix and match. You can buy like, because if you're visiting, you're probably not just going to the parks like Disney. You might be going to Universal. You might be going to other parts of Japan and, like, you know, kind of pick up all these different omiyage and then make little gift bags for everyone.
Yeah.
So that's very popular, it seems. That's a good idea. I'm going to do that. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
I think it's also really cool. Like if you see like what kids choose as omiyage, it's always really interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever like received omiyage from like little kids?
No, I haven't.
It's really funny. Like their sense of omiyage is like very interesting. Like like my little nephew, he knows I like fountain pens, and we always draw together. And he went to, you know, like Hawaiians, like the water park.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so he went there, and he brought me like this very like cute like pen, like a ballpoint pen, and it had like a dolphin. It was like very brightly colored, and he was so proud of it. He's like, look. And he, of course, they also brought some the usual snacks and things like that, but like it's really cute. And then the famous, when you give kids money for souvenirs and they go on a trip and they bring back one of those samurai sword keychains. And they always do this. They always do. Like, it's like the famous kids, you give them the spending money. Like, what did you use your spending money for? And he's like, look how cool it is. And they all do this. It's like really, really funny. So it's kind of interesting to see what kids choose. And when you go to the omiyage shops, there'll be clearly that section intended for kids, like on school trips, with all these little like character keychains and like a bunch of samurai swords and things like that. And it's like really funny.
They know exactly what they're doing.
They do. And it's like, I think it's really interesting to see, like, kind of like, if you go to one of the shops, just watch what the kids are looking at and choosing as souvenirs to bring back to their friends. I think it's really interesting too.
Oh my goodness. Well, I think that's it for the episode here. But before we go, we want to thank some wonderful explorers who are supporting us over on Patreon. So if you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow. And you can get your name read out at the end of the episode here, or get access to our episodes early. And we also have bonus episodes and stuff. So yeah, make sure you go check it out. So a big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Crispy, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Harry, Marina, Beth, Eli, Robinson, Taylor, and Mel.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, K, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, Adelaide, Tara, and Nina.
Thank you so much, everyone. And I almost forgot. We have one more new person, and I forgot to put in the show notes, so forgive me. Oh. Hold on. I'm going to get it right now because I just remembered. So,
okay.
Apologies. Okay, I got it. Give me one second.
Okay. Drum roll.
Please forgive me if I say this incorrectly. Tuyen, I think that's how you say it. Tuyen. So thank you to Tuyen as well for joining us. I'm going to add this to the list here. All right. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much, Explorers. If you haven't already, tap that subscribe or follow button on your podcast app of choice so you don't miss any of our newest episodes. I'm one of your hosts, Chris. I am the one that is... I have to make my way through these marshmallows. I bought marshmallows back in Halloween. Omiyage, and I have not finished them.
Is it okay to eat still?
Oh, they're packaged marshmallows. I think they're fine.
Okay.
And joining as always is the wonderful Patricia.
Oh my gosh. Now I want to go on a trip and look at all the omiyage at the store. You guys, let us know what you buy or what you've bought when you've gone to Japan and brought back for your friends and family. Like, what omiyage worked? What did people like? What did you think was a really cool find? And keep exploring.
All right, Explorers, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.